Good morning, Faith West Saint Church. Now, it's my hope that even though we're not gathered together this morning, that you are experiencing the power, the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life and in your homes. This morning is really an unexpected end for, at least for me, what felt like a very unexpected week. Last Sunday after service, I drove to the Black Hills to be a part of a pastor's retreat going on there. And as my phone went in and out of service in the mountains this last week, I was getting message after message and phone call after phone call about people in our congregation that had contracted coronavirus and people who had had close contact. And then I get the phone call from my wife that she had contacted coronavirus. Of course, that's a phone call you never want to get. And so we've made the decision as a church, for the next 2 weeks, we're going to just take a pause on almost all of our church activities. We will not have service, obviously, this morning or next week. We won't have clubhouse or youth for the next 2 weeks. And after those 2 weeks, we will reassess the viability of getting back together. But we just had too many people in our congregation who had close contact or coronavirus diagnosis themselves, and we didn't really think it was wise or safe to be gathering together. And so as we kind of transition back, at least for the next 2 weeks, to meeting virtually, just a couple of reminders. The best way to get updates about what's happening at the church will be email. If you're not a part of our email update list, if you don't get those emails, just shoot a message over to Aisha at secretary@faithwesleyan.org. And she would love to add you to the list to get just any updated information from the church. You should also be able to find this information at our website, faithwesleyan.org. Remember, all of our virtual Sunday meetings and sermons will be uploaded to our website, and you can view those there as well. If you would like to continue to financially support our church by online giving, that option is certainly also available on the church website. Another unexpected thing that happened this week was that a saint of our church, someone who's been here a long time, Zelma Meyer, went to be with the Lord. She was in the hospital last Sunday and then passed this last week. Because of COVID, the service will be family only, immediate family only. However, we will stream that service. It'll be Monday morning at 10:30. We'll stream that the way we've been streaming our regular in-present worship. Go to Facebook and just look up Clubhouse at Faith Wesleyan, and you should be able to find the page. If you like the page, it'll notify you as soon as we go live. But that'll be Monday morning at 10:30. But the service is only for immediate family in terms of actual attendance. So if you are not immediate family, please plan on watching online. Well, what do we do then this morning? As I said, this was very unexpected. Well, there's the old adage that when life gives you lemons, best thing to do is to make lemonade. And so this morning, we're going to try and redeem the time. As I was away on this pastor's retreat, one of my main focuses was seeking God, praying and asking God where he wanted me to lead our church in the next year. What should I be teaching on, preaching on? Just what is God's will for the life of our church, and how am I to lead into that? One of the things that God has laid upon my heart is the importance of personal piety, of personal worship, yourself and with your family, outside the four walls of the church. And that's something we'll come back and talk more about later on in the year. When we talk about personal worship, the conversation, at least when I have it with people, goes often a lot like talking about devotional habits, about times of prayer, about Bible study. It's the sort of thing we all agree we should be doing, but it seems to be one of those things that not many of us actually do and practice. It's very easy for us to only worship on Sunday mornings, and the other 6 days of the week, we just kind of go about business like normal. The problem with that is that, at least the Westminster Catechism tells us, that one of the primary purposes of humanity is to give praise and worship and glory to God. And if that's part of what it means to be human, well, that really shouldn't be a one day in seven sort of thing. But how do we make it a 7 day in seven sort of thing? Well, we all have excuses for why we don't, and usually it's, well, time. I don't have time. Well, good news, this morning, we have time. And so we're going to do something different this morning. I'm going to invite you to engage in some, if you're alone, private, or if you're with your family, at home, corporate worship. So here's what I'd like you to do. Begin with a brief word of prayer. Just acknowledge the presence of God that's always with us, though sometimes we forget. Just acknowledge His presence and ask for the Holy Spirit to be speaking to you, leading in your heart and leading in what you're about to do. Say a short, simple prayer, and then again, whether you're alone or as a family with your kids, read 1 Samuel chapter 3. Now, we've been looking at the relationship between the prophets and the kings for several weeks now, and we began that series by looking at the prophet Samuel. This is a story from very early in his life. It's the first time Samuel hears from God. And I would emphasize that if you are reading this with your children, take note of the fact that God speaks to a child. Don't miss that. That's important. So again, whether you're alone or with your family, read 1 Samuel chapter 3, and then either reflect or have a conversation with the following questions. How is it that God speaks to me? What is it like? Now, in the story, you'll notice that Samuel hears an audible voice. And this is certainly true for many people, though I have to say it's never been true for me. When God has spoken to me, it's always been more like an impression in my soul, just something that all of a sudden I know God is trying to communicate to me. But what is it like for you? And then the second question is, if you have heard from God, well, what was the last thing that He said? Now, of course, this may be a personal thing. It may be between you and God and you don't feel comfortable sharing, but if you can share it, do share it. How has God been speaking into your life? Now, let me just say, if I ask those two questions and you're thinking about them, and after reading, you kind of think, I don't know. I don't know if I've ever heard God speak to me. I'm not quite sure what it's like. Let me just say, that's okay. That's a perfectly acceptable answer, because prayer, and especially the hearing from God side of prayer, well, it takes some practice. It's not something you learn in just one or two sittings trying to hear what God is saying to you. It takes some time to figure out how God speaks to you. Because you're a unique person and God's going to speak to you in ways that aren't exactly like everybody else. And so if you don't know, that is a perfectly acceptable answer. So begin by asking the Holy Spirit to speak, then engage with God's word, 1 Samuel chapter 3, then reflect or have a conversation with those questions, and then it's time to practice. Engage in some listening prayer. Just empty your mind of all the thoughts, and if thoughts pop up, just kind of acknowledge that they're there and let them pass. But give 5 minutes, a few minutes. If you have kids, it's maybe a little more difficult, but as a family, or if you're alone, have some quiet time where you just give it to God so that God can speak. Just open your heart to Him and say, God, whatever it is you want to say, I want to listen. And then wait. And God may say something very clear. God may leave an impression on your soul. And you may not hear God say anything at all. And that's just fine. But learning to practice giving space and time and attention to God so that He can speak is really the heart of the lesson. So give God 5 minutes, not too much time. Most of us will get distracted, but just a few moments to let God speak. And then when you're done with that, engage in the other half of prayer. It's the speaking side of prayer where we get to talk to God. We've listened to see what he would say, and now we speak back to him. And know we do this in faith that God's excited about this. Like, God's listening. God's been waiting to hear from you. He's like a parent, just so excited to hear how his child's day's gone. He wants to hear from you. Now, the idea of praying as a family or praying out loud is a little scary because maybe you've never done it before. Let me offer you this model. This is not a right or wrong way to pray. It's just one model among many, many different ways to pray. But it's really easy. It's a really easy way to begin. It's the ACTS model. A-C-T-S. ACTS. A is for adoration. It's this recognition that we should begin prayer by praising God for who he is, adoring him, and telling him how awesome he is because he is. I mean, he's the God who made everything. He's the God who saves us. He's the God of all power and might and glory and grace and love. And we just say, wow, God, you're awesome. That's a really great way to begin your prayer. So begin with adoration. Then C is for confession. Now again, if you've never confessed sin before, this might be very uncomfortable to do out loud. So feel free to just have a quiet time as a family to confess your sins to God. If you're alone, this will be just fine. But confess your sins. Acknowledge the things that you've done that have been wrong and all the ways that your heart hasn't followed God wholly and say, God, I just admit that this isn't the way it should be. And you can do this again with confidence because he is the God of forgiveness. And scripture promises that if we're faithful to confess, he's faithful to forgive. And this is so important that it's early in the prayer because what is sin? Sin is the barrier that keeps us from God. It's that barrier, that block in the relationship. And the way we get rid of it is confession and receiving his forgiveness. So we adore God, adoration, we confess our sins, and then we thank him. Because we have so much to be thankful for. When we're healthy, we thank him for that. When life is good, we thank him for that. For our daily bread, we just remember that God gives us everything. And so we thank him. And then last is supplication. Supplication is where we ask for stuff. Now notice for a lot of us, this is probably most of our prayers most of the time. We go running to God whenever things don't go well, when we need something, when we want something, when we're worried, when we're scared, when things aren't good, and we say, God, please do this, please do this, please bring that. But do you notice that supplication in this formula is only 1/8 of prayer? The first half of prayer is listening. The second half of prayer is our talking. And that second half is divided up into four parts. It begins with like praise and adoration and worship and then confession. And then we thank him. And then at the very end, we ask him for what we need. And again, we do this in confidence because Jesus tells us that God is our Father. And if our earthly fathers know how to give us good things, how much more so our Heavenly Father? He desires to bless us and give us good things. And so whatever we need to ask for, we always ask with confidence. So that is what I would encourage you to do today, knowing that even though you'll do it alone as a family or maybe even by yourself, that this is what our church is doing together. We're united in spirit, even though we're not united physically together in one room. But that would be my encouragement. Begin with a short word of prayer and invite the Holy Spirit to speak. Engage with God's word, 1 Samuel chapter 3. Reflect, have a conversation with those questions. Give space in prayer for God to speak. Then you speak. And then finally, close with a song or a hymn of praise, of worship. This would be a great time to sing the doxology if you know it. If you've got little kids, let them pick the tune. If it's Jesus Loves Me, that's a great song for the whole family to sing. You never outgrow that. If you need to get online, go to YouTube. There's loads of hymns. Pick your favorite one, play it, sing along with it. Many of them will have words. And if you can't sing in tune, sing anyhow. God loves your worship. To him, your out-of-tune singing is a beautiful, beautiful sound because you're living into the purpose that He created you for. So don't be shy. Go ahead, sing loudly, give praise to God. And know that you are joining with your brothers and sisters as you do it. I want to leave you now with a prayer of blessing and wish you well. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Sunday, for Sabbath. We thank you for the sacrifice of your Son, and God, we just praise you and we lift up your name because you are the great God. Lord, this morning I'm asking that you would be with each and every one of us as we are alone but worshiping you together. I'm asking that you would speak through the word that is read in the midst of the conversations and discussions and reflections had. As we sit in silence and listen for your voice, would you make it clear to us what you would say? Help us grow in prayer. And then, Lord, I ask that you would just bless each and every one of us. Lord, many of us are sick, and so, Lord, in supplication, we ask for healing. But, Lord, in all of this, we give you the praise and the glory and the honor. And we love you, God. We pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ. I hope you all stay well or get better, and I hope that you go with God.